Kelsey's jumping around in the back seat today. What's going on?
It's all the vodka.
Dr. Dollar and Kelsey, today on the Captain's Log, ask Dr. Dollar all your questions. I have a question. One of my questions is, somebody actually emailed it to me, but I like the question too. So the keto diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked you, I texted you about it, and then you were like, well, this is our discussion today. So the keto diet, is it actually going to help your sex drive, or is it going to hurt your sex drive?
Absolutely. So as a matter of fact, there are very few things that there are a lot of studies about. The keto diet has, we have a lot of good study and good information about the keto diet. So let's start basic stuff. The keto diet really started in the 1920s. And it was designed for kids with epilepsy at Johns Hopkins. They did a study and they showed that if you give them low carbs, high fat diet, they are going to have less epilepsy. And it helped them. And as a result,
What is that from? What is the actual reason why?
So they don't really know, but they think that there is, and now there is research about Alzheimer and dementia, yeah, and the keto diet. The idea is they think that it's blood flow in your brain and the blood-brain barrier. You know, there are essentially only two organs in your body that have a barrier. One is your brain, the other one is your testicle. Brian, did you know that your testicle has a barrier?
I'm trying to break down that barrier.
Right.
That's the problem.
The idea is that if you take a drug or something like that, it will be difficult for the drug to go to your brain. And it will be also difficult to go to your testicle where you have sperm, and the sperm may die or be affected from that. And as a result, you're going to affect your offsprings. So this is the teleological idea behind this. Why do we have barriers? But the idea with the keto diet is that we're improving blood flow in the brain, and that's what we think is going on. And also, these ketone bodies can pass through the blood-brain barrier. So unlike, regular sugar that cannot, the keto body can pass.
Are you answering my question if
no.
this is going to make me no. better? Than,
like
the hell are you
like
answering?
Like a politician.
This guy is so is good. That? He knows so much stuff about the keto diet. He lost me in the first word.
It's like I'm running for an office. No, so the answer is yes, but it's multifactorial. The first thing is that...
I got to take notes for the freaking answer. I forget what the hell we were talking about.
The first thing is, Brian, that when you are on the keto diet, you are going to look better. And as a result of that, you're going to feel better and you're going to feel more sexy.
Okay.
We talked about that before. When you look in the mirror better, your overall well-being is better.
Sure.
You are going to perform better in bed. Number two, when you lean up, when you have less fat, your testosterone level goes up. Okay.
But you're going to have less fat even though you're eating all fat?
Correct. So the word fat that we eat is different than the fat that we make. The fat that we make is because of insulin. It's because of carbohydrates. It's because of sugar. It's not because of eating bacon.
Mm.
Okay. So you can have your bacon and you can have your avocado and you can have your olive oil and coconut oil and whatever you have. And you're not going to gain weight as long as you don't eat too much carbohydrates with that. Carbohydrates is what make you fat. It's not the fat that makes you fat. I know everybody says, well, I'm fat. So that's not because you're eating fat.
It's the sugar and the carbs.
It's the sugar and the carbs.
And the carbs turn into sugars.
Right.
Right.
So there are new studies that show that people on the keto diet, their testosterone level goes up by about 120 points. So the study, there is a... We're going to wait for the fire department.
See, this isn't green screens, baby.
You.
This is real.
This is live.
This is the real deal.
This is not choreographed. I mean, we don't like rehearse anything here.
I hired them to drive by.
Right. Kelsey behind says that she's hiring them. In any rate, overall, your testosterone level is going to go up by about 120 points, which is a lot. So in that study, people with testosterone of about 500 went up to 620. Had been on the keto diet.
And for how long?
Does that mean you're not horny, all of a sudden you get horny? What's the difference between 500 and 650?
Well, that can be a major difference or no major difference at all. It depends on your overall, how your well-being, your overall health and everything else. But most men are going to feel better. Overall well-being, they're going to, when they see a pretty girl, they're going to say, wow, it's a pretty girl. But when we talk about, it's not only for men, it's also for women.
Some of my staff members are on the keto diet.
Right.
That means they're running around, they're horny little suckers.
Their testosterone level is also going to go up. Why? Because they're going to have less adipose tissue, less fatty tissue.
Yeah.
They're going to convert less they will have less conversion of testosterone to estradiol, so they're going to have a little bit more testosterone in the body. So both men and women, testosterone goes up on the keto diet.
Wow, look at that. Hey Heidi, hey Lauren, what's happening? This is Dr. Dollar, this is the Captain's Log. We do this every Tuesday at 2:30. When you can ask the doctor, I always say, Dr. Dollar, make you holler. He's gonna give you the answers to all your questions. You could DM me, you can message me right below. We are live right now and we're in Fort Myers and Kelsey's in the back and she's obviously causing trouble like she always does, but we'll just...
Going to buy some lottery tickets?
Well, here's the deal. So, oh, by the way, last week, did you see I bought lottery tickets live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw
good
that.
Thing I didn't win. You know why? I didn't want to win that.
Oh, my God.
The $900 million.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to win. Because the lady sold me 22 tickets that were exactly the same. So I would have had to split it 22 times with myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
So I spent $210 or something, but I gave her the tickets and I wanted her to run all different numbers. Like, you know, quick picks.
Right, right.
Wrong. She ran the same card 21 times.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I wasn't so upset that I didn't win because I didn't want to split it. Today...
But you would, if you split it with yourself, you would have gotten it.
I would have, yeah. I would have. That would have been a lot of paperwork, though, Kelsey. Too much.
Right.
Too much.
Not
I couldn't
worth it.
Right. Not worth
no,
it.
No.
Not at all worth the $900 million. Today, for the billion six,
right.
I'm feeling lucky, though. How about you?
So, I feel great, but do you think if we win, we're going to have a podcast? I think we are going to still do a podcast.
I think we have
because you know what?
Yeah.
We have
the people
we
want us then.
Absolutely.
They
want to
see us.
See what's going on.
Now they don't care about me, but if I win a billion six, they're going to be really excited.
Right. For sure. Wow.
Your new slogan will be like $1 billion.
I'll replace Kelsey right away. Kelsey will be gone, Doc.
No.
Yeah, we're going to bring in some big guns. We got to do something.
No way.
We got to bring in. She's only
Kelsey.
Running for Miss Florida,
Kelsey's
USA.
Kelsey is priceless.
We want the winner. We don't want the girl running. We want to get the winner.
No. Kelsey is priceless. She's priceless.
She's going to be the winner soon, huh? Kelsey, when is it up?
January 19th.
Wow, that's soon.
You're running for Miss USA. And you're
Miss
gonna,
Florida USA.
Miss Florida USA.
There's over 100 girls competing.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I think you definitely are in the top one in my book, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're going for the gold, baby.
I'm not doing the keto diet.
You know what they always say? They always ask you who you're dating. So it would be very nice if you said... You know, when they interview you, you could say, well, not only do I work for Dr. Dollar in Fort Myers, he's one of the top urologists in the world, but I also date the captain who, he's got a podcast. That would go well.
Would it?
Yeah.
I thought it would be
I think that would be nice.
I work two jobs. I spent a lot
I wouldn't
of time
go that route. Not if I was you. No
I'm
way.
A positive role model to you.
Kelsey, do you want to win this thing or do you want to get up there and have fun?
All right, girls.
You gotta win.
This is all my competition. I mean, if you want to win, say you're dating Brian. And the judges are gonna get really confused how this captain has so many.
Yeah.
Kelsey is impressive. She is far from all the millennials.
Right.
You know, she does work two jobs. She wakes up in the morning. You know, she's in the office at 5:30 in the morning.
God bless her.
I mean, how many girls at her age says, you know, I'm 5:30, I'm at work already.
Yeah.
That means, you know, just doing her hair and makeup.
Right.
I mean, what time you wake up?
They're
at
not.
2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Right, Kelsey?
Well, that's why I don't always have my hair done. I'm gonna go like 10 minutes
right.
Short. I have to leave.
How far away from work do you live, Kelsey?
17 minutes.
So she wakes up probably.
Don't try to figure out where I live.
Probably give. I don't act like you don't tell me where you live, Kelsey. She does this every time to me. Today it's like
they
really busy.
Questions about the keto diet.
I think so.
Any
All
other
right.
questions we have?
No,
there
we have a lot of questions about the keto
but
diet.
I
Sorry,
questions.
I got sidetracked with Kelsey just because she's running for Miss Florida. My God.
We'll have updates.
All right.
You can come watch.
Answer
you can
the,
come watch that.
Ask the questions, Kelsey.
All right.
I hope you answer the questions better than you asked them.
I did have a question.
All right, here
but
we go.
But you interrupted me before.
Go
How
ahead.
Long does it take for them to see an improvement in their testosterone?
For the testosterone,
yeah.
Very good question. It does take some time. So it takes about 3 or 4 weeks on the keto diet before you see some improvement in your testosterone.
Okay.
But with the keto diet overall, it takes 3 or 4 days before you get into, you know, you see some effect of the keto diet. But really, you need to be on 4 to 5 weeks on the keto diet to see great effect on your body.
How long is it okay to stay on for?
Good question. You know, that's a great question. So I don't believe in being long-term on the keto diet, that it's healthy and beneficial. You do get some fatigue and brain fogginess from all this stuff. So I think that 6 to 10 weeks on the keto diet is the maximum I would do.
In 6 to 10 weeks, what do you think the average weight loss is going to be?
Oh, significant.
Huge, right?
If you are, significant.
I saw her girl in 2 weeks. She lost like 15 pounds.
Yes. Oh,
she
yeah, 20 pounds, right.
If you go off the keto diet, how do you transition to a more sustainable diet?
Very good.
Do you think that people be on keto diet like other diets and then they just gain all the weight back?
And they do. If they go from the keto diet, they go back to their bad behavior. So the idea
is... To the donut diet.
To the donuts, right. I mean, you go to Dunkin' Donuts or you go to, what's the name of the new place?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. You know, we have a problem. If you have what I call crap, you know, all the significant amount of carbohydrates, artificial, sweeteners, if you have processed food and you have sugar, significant amount of sugar, we have a problem. So avoid those. I mean, again, no more than 5% of your food overall should be those crap. But if you are
all the processed foods, the brownies, the cookies, the cakes.
You're just saying use the keto diet as a kickstart to a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. But you like that. You like the keto diet as a kickstarter?
I do. Because this, the keto diet, if you are 40 pounds overweight, you are going to lose weight rapidly, significantly, and it will change your attitude towards...
Absolutely. That right there will get you motivated to continue to do dieting. I agree.
And I believe
people
in peer pressure. And
results.
Tell everybody, if you decide to lose weight, tell all your friends. Tell all your friends, I'm losing weight. Like the same as smoking, quitting cigarettes. Yeah. Tell all your friends. Like this, if you decide to go back to smoking... You feel like a loser.
Right.
If you decide
you
to eat
to
again,
yeah.
you have to tell all your friends, well, I'm a loser.
Exactly.
So please tell all your friends that I'm going to diet, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to do yoga, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Healthy overall and promote healthiness.
You guys all keep me accountable in the office.
Absolutely.
We do. I watch every day. I watch your waist, Kelsey. I make sure. I have to measure every day, Doc.
Oh, my God.
I don't... I mean...
They're like, sorry, you can't have this. It's not part of your plan.
You go over the weight limit.
Right.
Doc's not going to hire you.
Right.
I'm not going to have you on the show. It's a big problem.
You don't know how much I weigh. Don't ask. So what's the difference between low-carb diet and a keto diet?
This is a question I need to know.
Very good question. So with the low-carb diet, we still have a lot of protein, but that's typical Atkins diet. You still have a lot of protein, and you have some fat, and you have processed food as well. With the keto, the true keto diet, you have high fat. The amount of protein you have is about 20%. The fat is about, 75%, 70% fat, and only 5% carbohydrates. So the ratio of fat, you have much more. In the keto diet, you have much more fat. You are allowed to take a lot more fat.
What's a good keto diet food? Like, if I was going to say I'm eating keto tonight, what would I eat?
Oh, for example...
Not a steak. You don't want a steak?
You can have a steak, but it has to be a good steak. So you cannot have a cheap steak. You have to be a marbleized steak.
Right.
The steak has to be
a
fatty
steak. So we need to go Wagyu.
You have to go Wagyu.
Or some Kobe beef.
Kobe beef, of course.
Kobe
expensive
or Wagyu.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So the cheap beef is not good for you. The lean chicken is not as good for you. If you want to have fish, salmon is excellent for you. Plenty of fat in that. Yeah. But you don't want to have a lean... seafood.
So what's the ideal? Like, I always see some of these people, they post some weird stuff and they're like a keto pancake. It's like egg or something. I don't know what
right.
the heck
so
it is.
So eggs are great for
okay.
you. I mean, again, cage-free eggs, 2 to 3. I mean, yesterday I had 4 eggs. But at least 2 eggs every day you should have. That's fantastic for you. When it comes to vegetables, green leafy vegetables are allowed. Avocado is fantastic for you. It's high fat.
Yeah.
It's very good fat for you. So all the healthy fats are excellent for you. You can have chicken, but don't remove the skin. Like,
eat the skin
eat
right
the
up.
Eat the skin with it.
So
absolutely.
Chicken wings.
Rotisserie chickens are good.
Rotisserie chicken are great for the keto diet.
What about buffalo wings?
So again,
you're just trying to eat like crap.
We are trying to, because what comes with the buffalo wings? The chips and the beer.
But
well,
what about the butter?
The
it's the butter and the hot sauce on
so,
the wings.
Again, the butter. There's nothing wrong with butter. So you can have butter. No, you can have cream, heavy cream.
I love
and
how
butter.
You say butter.
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 You emphasize the butter very well.
Butter. So you can have butter and you can have heavy cream, but you cannot have milk.
No, you cannot
have a glass of milk. You shouldn't have a glass of milk.
Because of the dairy?
Because of the dairy and the carbs. Milk has carbs in it.
Dr. Dollar, have you done keto diet for any amount of time?
No. I was fortunate that I never had to do, because again, if you need to lose 40 pounds quickly, nothing better than the keto diet.
Yeah. What about like 10 pounds? I'm going to the beach next week. Is it good or no? What's the fastest?
But you definitely don't need to lose a pound. I mean, you're in great shape.
I'm going to wear something really provocative for Halloween.
So
I have a couple days before Halloween. Because I know all the girls, they want to look skinny in their Halloween costume.
Healthy living. I believe in, you know, you should eat some vegetables and fruit and very mixed Mediterranean diet for me is a way to go. That's what I do, Mediterranean diet. I don't do the keto diet now, but... you know, if I needed to lose 40 pounds, I would do it in a heartbeat. There's no question about it. It works.
So, are we going to see results between now and Halloween if these girls all start doing the keto diet to get in their Halloween costume? Because, you know, when Halloween comes, that's when they can hoard up. They can wear anything. So it's okay. They get a hall pass.
Right, because of the trick-or-treating and all the M&Ms and everything else. But yes, you do see results very, very rapidly. You can lose 10, 15 pounds the second week of the keto diet.
Wow.
Yeah,
Austin says the best diet is to not eat for like a week. Oh, that's very good. Very good. We appreciate the input. That's good.
Genius.
I don't think that was scientific, but I can appreciate that. Thank you for the comments, guys. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, so the keto diet isn't for somebody who's trying to just like lose 2 pounds for Halloween.
Right.
Is there anyone who should not be on it?
Of course. So if you're pregnant, if somebody is pregnant, they should not be on the keto diet.
I'm not pregnant.
Kelsey is not pregnant. Let's put it for everybody to know.
No, by the end of this captain's log, on the other hand. No, I'm just kidding. Boy. So listen, I do have a question though. Yeah. I have high cholesterol.
Right.
And it's inherited, right?
Right.
So what about me eating all this cholesterol-ridden fats and it's okay or
it's bad? Yes, it's okay. So the whole idea is, again, healthy fats are very, very good for you. There's nothing wrong with it. We talked about the fat has nothing to do with fat, and really fat has nothing to do with cholesterol. There's a study about French people that they have butter all the time on everything, and they have this paradox that, you know, you don't see high cholesterol among French people, and their food is as fatty as it gets. And again, saturated with
and the Italians, butter. Because of what? The carbs in the pasta? Because
they have significant amount of sugar. The Italians do have more cholesterol, but overall the Italians are lean. The Italian in Italy are lean.
Okay.
I mean, American Italians, you know, their portions are all of a sudden pasta
there
in Italy.
Pasta in Italy,
it's a small dish. It's a second dish. It's never the main dish. It's a second dish. It's a small. It's normally not a processed pasta. It's normally freshly done pasta.
Yep.
It's delicious. Olive oil, a little bit of sauce, very little sauce. The Italians in Italy, they put very small amount of sauce. Amazing. I mean, there's nothing better than Italian food in Italy.
Yeah, I agree.
What about, does it help any other ailments? Like people with bad skin, you know how they talk about clean eating, healthy eating, it'll clear your skin up.
Absolutely.
Does it affect acne?
Absolutely, it does. So patients with acne, with dandruff, with any skin ailment, keto diet is ideal for them.
Really?
And the reason for that is when you are eating too much carbohydrates, the inflammatory process start revving up in the body and you start having more inflammation. So with the keto diet, when you have low level of carbohydrates, that inflammation process decreases. And again, acne is part of that inflammatory process. So it's very highly beneficial for patients that have acne.
Wow, very nice. Kelsey, what do you got back there for us?
Well, how does it work?
Excellent. Wow, and we didn't answer that question. Very good. So how does
in
the keto...
real simple form.
Let's make it very, very simple. So Brian, you have two sources of energy, of fuel in your body.
Yeah.
You have one, it's glucose or glycogen, and that's the source that you store it in your liver and some of it in your muscle. And that will last you about 24 hours.
Okay.
So you have enough energy in your body for about 24 hours of living on glycogen, okay? And that comes from carbohydrates. The other source that you have is fat. And that's another source of energy that you have in your body. And you have enough to live for about, probably somebody like you, skinny, maybe a month. You can live a month on your fat and be just fine.
Okay.
Maybe a month and a half. Significant amount of time. So we want to convert from this glycogen source to this fat, adipose tissue, the fat. So when we don't have that carbohydrates, your body start processing fat as a clean energy. You know,
so when does that happen faster? If you eat, if you're used to a high carb diet or a high, or you don't have carbs at all and you're lean, when does the keto, what is it called? The ketosin, right?
Ketosis.
When does ketosis kick in?
Your ketosis kicks in when you have very, very little carbohydrates. So no more than 20, 25 grams of carbohydrates per day. And all the rest is fat and very little protein. So that's the best diet to start to kickstart the keto diet is high fat, small amount of protein, and very, very little amount of carbohydrates.
And what about the types of fat? Because people aren't familiar with saturated fat, unsaturated fat, trans fat never goes away unless you stop consuming it.
Right.
So you don't get as many pizza rolls as you want on the keto diet.
Right. So again, healthy fats are the way to go. You know, whether it's avocado, olive oil, coconut oil is okay.
But I can't just drink olive oil
all
day.
No, but you put it on your food.
Yeah, do that for 3 days and tell me how you
cook.
Yeah.
That's how you cook stuff.
I'll never leave the house. I'll be on the toilet the whole time, Doc. I'll lose weight, I guarantee.
That's how you cook stuff. As a matter of fact, most people on the keto diet are constipated. They don't have diarrhea.
Oh.
So it's counterintuitive because in order to have a good bowel movement, you need fiber. And in the keto diet, you don't have high fiber because you don't consume too much fiber. We are lacking fibers with the keto diet. That's one of the problems.
So drink a lot of water.
Absolutely. So water is key.
You love water. You're always telling me to push water.
70% of our body
has
water.
I have my own water. Do you have your own water? You should have
Captain Brian's water.
I have
Kelsey, look at that. Oh, my God.
I have Captain
we have
Brian's
vodka.
Water.
We have rum. We have water now.
That is water, Brian.
It's not a smart water. Is smart water yours?
Like
smart water, is there one yours?
No, mine says my name right on it.
It's Captain Brian's water. Unbelievable.
I try to get...
I want everyone to be Publix.
I want everyone to be very refreshed.
I love it. Kelsey, any more questions there?
That's it.
That's it for the keto diet.
You already said that it does it. Is it true that it helps dementia and Alzheimer's?
Yes.
You said
yes. So the keto diet, again, studies show that it does help. And again, most of the study on the keto diet, unfortunately, are on mice. You understand, it's very difficult. I mean, because there's no big industry, there's no money in it. It's not a pharmaceutical company, don't tell you.
Right.
Because there's no industry behind it. So the studies that they do, they shove, you know, in mice, and then they analyze the mice to see what's going on. But on mice, it shows that it will improve cognitive function. So how the mice think, how many times they're going to go on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So back to the sex part.
Yes, of course.
So you got
Yeah,
we got to come back to. We told them we'd tell them how to have a healthy sex life. So in other words, your recommendation is the keto diet. Yes, the jump start. Yes, it's going to make you a little hornier. Regardless, it's going to make you a little hornier.
Yes,
because it's going to improve your testosterone.
Correct.
Good.
And your the way you feel about yourself and the way you look and overall you're going to have less depression and overall you're going to look in the mirror, you're going to feel great and you're going to perform better in bed because you're leaner.
So I think it's a win. I think anyone who's on the fence about the keto diet should go for it.
Yes, if they're healthy. So we talked about pregnancy. So pregnant women should not do the keto diet. Also, if you have significant liver disease, you should not do the keto diet. Because again, we talked about...
Yeah, you have to consult your doctor for stuff like that.
So, of course.
Not the captain.
You know, I would encourage...
Oh, Captain Brian told me to try the keto
diet. Yeah, yeah.
Anybody thinking about going serious on the keto diet should talk to the doctor before. That's probably they should, no matter what, do that. If you are thinking about overall healthy living, talk to your doctor one time. It's not expensive to go to see the doctor one time and consult them. So we talked about, again, how does it work? So when you metabolize your fat, the fat goes to the liver. And inside your fat cell, you have fatty acid and you have glycerol. And that breaks down. I lost Brian already.
No, yeah.
Where's Brian?
You just have the word sex in there.
Bring sex back to the question.
Yes.
So essentially that's how. And ketones are the byproduct of fatty acid metabolism.
Ooh, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know what we do? People will go do their urine samples, and there's they look for ketones in the urine. Will they have? Is there any problem? Will they have any ketones in the urine? Or
yeah, no, no. That's what I would recommend. If you are serious about the keto diet,
you should buy urine strips. Right?
You should buy urine strips, and
because otherwise you're not in ketosis. Correct.
You should check that you are in ketosis. You should check that you are. You know, you are really making enough ketone bodies that it will show you on the strip. So we talked about pregnant ladies, people with liver disease, people with type 1 diabetes should not be on the ketone, on the keto diet. But on the other hand, people with type 2 diabetes are going to benefit from the keto diet.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, look, this is the Captain's Log. You learned some more stuff today. Look, it's like going, you don't even have to go to the doctor. You just let the doctor come to you. And we'll answer your questions. It's free. You just DM us, put them in the comments, ask us questions. We'll answer them. That's how we get the show going. That's how we want to entertain you on the Captain's Log. And we do it every Tuesday. The Captain's Log's daily. I do it. But Dr. Dollar and Kelsey, they join me on Tuesdays at 2:30. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you have any other questions, hit us up. But for now, we're out. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, buddy.
We had a good time?
Absolutely.
Kelsey, did you have fun?
Love it.
Always.
Kelsey, shake my hand.
Why?
You have to. Oh. Bye, Kelsey. See you later.